They gathered some wood and placed his head in the middle of the two pieces. Then Gleehily hit him repeatedly. Blood splattered on the wood and Dakota screamed from pain. He eventually passed out. Gleehily then bandaged his head and looked at him.
Now, Disney Store.
This seems flat enough. We'll see what happens when he wakes up. He then left him in the room and went to his own house. The next morning, Dakota woke up with a pounding headache. He didn't care, though. He was finally going to be wise, maybe even the next tribe leader. He walked around with his head held high, and people looked out of curiosity. He started giving advice to people as he walked around the village. Eventually, the people started listening to what he said, and believe it or not, it worked. It was amazing that overnight he became so wise as an owl, and some people even compared him to a Rikuro. After some time, other males in the tribe started to try headbinding as well. For some men, it genuinely worked. Some went crazy, and unfortunately, some men died. However, the tribe members kept doing it, in hopes of gaining wiser and wiser men. Except, it seemed for each trial, more and more men died.